Welcome to God With Us, the First Hurst 2024 Daily Devotional for Advent. Be sure to subscribe for daily devotional episodes throughout the Advent season, December 1st through Christmas Day. Sunday, December 1st. God With Us in the Garden by Jason Meyer. Genesis 3:8. And they heard the sound of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And the man and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God among the trees of the garden. For many, one of the great joys of the Christmas season is the opportunity to enjoy cherished, uninterrupted time with family in the home again. The collegiate student ventures from her distant dorm back to her old bedroom, strategically accompanied by a mountain of unwashed laundry. She knows that Mom will be all too happy to wash and fold for the simple reward of time with her precious daughter. The out-of-town son places his well-established young adult life on pause to return again to his hometown and spend a week reacquainting and reminiscing. The quiet calm of an empty nest is temporarily discarded as the home bustles once more with the activity and noise of a full house. And for all the extra meals and messes, Mom and Dad find it marvelously pleasant simply to have the family together again, if only for a few glorious, lazy days at Christmas. In God's original creation, we're not told just how long it was before the fall took place. But for that brief time, Adam and Eve knew perfect, uninterrupted fellowship and time together with God Himself. More fulfilling and joyous than even the sweet satisfaction of a spirited game of skip-bo the day after Christmas, the first humans enjoyed the unspeakable pleasure of rewarding time in God's very presence. Imagine it. Try not to be jealous. God was with them. In fact, the indication of Genesis 3:8 is that God, walking in the garden in the cool of the day, had become a normal, expected event. This was God's plan and part of His very purpose in creation, to be God with us. But then sin entered the frame. Suddenly separated from the Lord, Adam and his bride found themselves, for the first time, fearful of the presence of God. The sumptuous source of their unimaginable joy and peace was now to them a terror from which they felt the need to hide. Such is the consequence of our sin. It holds the power only to separate and destroy. God's word, though, is His reassuring revelation to us of how He renews that which was broken by sin. He renews it back to His original design. Though wrecked by the fall, creation itself is being redeemed by the Father. Even more heartening, Scripture reveals that God's crowning creation, people made in His own image, can be gloriously and graciously redeemed through the sacrifice of His own Son. As Ephesians 2:13 reminds us, though we were once far off, we can be brought near by the blood of Christ. This grand ministry of grace extended to us as wretched sinners began at the very scene of the crime in the Garden of Eden. For our loving Father, though unbound by time, wasted none in announcing His plan to redeem man. Many generations and multiple millennia would pass as man anxiously awaited the fulfillment of the Father's merciful promise. Today, from our vantage point, we look back in jubilant celebration of that fulfillment. Between the ancient fall in the garden and today's recognized hope in the completed, sufficient gospel, at the center of it all is the celebrated Savior born in Bethlehem, God with us. His reception, as he came in flesh to be among his own created beings, was, in many ways, less celebrated than a laundry-toting college freshman coming home for Christmas. Besides Joseph, Mary, and some smelly shepherds, no one immediately recognized the majesty of what happened that Bethlehem night. Like he had once come in the cool of the day to be with Adam and Eve, so God came in the cool of the evening to be with us. But this time, we didn't have to hide from his presence. He came, you see, to restore the uninterrupted fellowship for which he created us. With whom are you most excited to spend time this Christmas season? Soak in that joyous time, but don't neglect to spend time in God's presence as you worship him this Christmas. Thank you for listening to God With Us. Subscribe to listen to daily devotionals from First Hurst each day of the Advent season through December 25th. For a printable or ebook version of God With Us, visit firsthurst.com/advent. Copyright 2024 by First Baptist Church of Hurst, Texas.